So let's review. In order to understand Daf Ayin Beis, it is important to review two separate machlokes. First, we learned on the previous daf that there is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish where the one brings multiple kabbanis if he violated the same isser multiple times in one period of forgetfulness, but realized the violations at different times. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yedias Mechalkis. One would be obligated to bring multiple kabbanis, whereas Rish Lakish holds Hafrashas Mechalkis that it would be covered with a single carbon unless he had already designated an animal as a carbon for the first aver by the time he realized the second aver. Second, there is a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon regarding carbon ashram. Rabbi Kiva holds, Boye Yedias Betchila. In order for the carbon ashram to be Mechaper, he must be aware that he sinned. Similar to a carbon chatzis, where it says, when it becomes known to him that he sinned, he should bring a carbon. Therefore, if a person was unsure whether he did an avera that would require bringing a carbon ashram, and brings an ashram tali to provide temporary atonement, if he eventually discovers that he had done the avera, Kiva holds that he must bring a new ashram vadai, since at the time he brought the original ashram, he was unaware of the sin. Reb Tarfon, however, holds that the first ashram is enough, since in order for an Asham to atone, knowledge of the sin is not necessary. With this backdrop, the Gemara records three statements about the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as they would apply to Shivcha Charufa, which is a Shivcha Kananis given to an Eved Ivri, and she's forbidden to everybody else. If somebody cohabits with her, he is obligated to bring a carbon Asham. The first statement is according to the opinion of Reb Tarfon. The second statement is in accord with both opinions, and the third is according to the opinion of Reb Kiva. Hakol Moedim b'Shivcha Charufa. According to Reb Tarfon, both Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish would agree that if a person had sinned five times with a Shivcha Charufa, even if he realized what he had done in between each one, he would only be obligated to bring one carbon. We do not say Yedias Mechalkis because the knowledge is not significant according to Reb Tarfon, who holds Asham Vadu Leboy Yedi B'Tchila. V'Hakol Moedim b'Shivcha Charufa. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Rish Lakish would agree that if a person sinned five times with the Shivcha Charufa and was mafresh a carbon after one violation, he would have to bring a separate carbon for the next violation. U'machlekes b'Shivcha Charufa. According to Rabbi Kiva, that Yediyah plays a role in carbon asham. When one sins with a Shivcha Charufa multiple times, whether it is done in one period of forgetfulness or many periods of forgetfulness, Rabbi Yochanan would require separate carbonis for each violation because he holds Yediyah's Mechalkis. Rish Lakish would require bringing just one carbon because he does not hold Yedias Mechalkis. We must point out the Rashi which says that in other Averis, the issue of Yedias Mechalkis is referring to after the transgressions, where the realization was at separate times. For if he had knowledge in between the transgressions, he would be obligated in multiple Kabbanis because it's not Helamecha. However, in Shivcha Charufa, there is no issue of Shtei Halamis because even a Mezid brings only one carbon. This is learned from a Pasuk. Therefore, the Yedias between the transgressions of Shivcha Charufa are viewed like the Yedias elsewhere after the transgressions and creating a separate obligation of a carbon for each violation. The Gemara now goes into another discussion which will lead back to our topic of one or more kabbanas. Niskaven l'hagbiyas atolish v'chotach es ha-mechuber pater. If a person tried to lift something that was detached from the ground and accidentally cut something that was attached to the ground, he is pater because he is considered to be misasik. As Rashi explains, we learn from the pasuk in the parasha of Chatas, which says, "Asher chata ba prat lemesasik." One who is preoccupied with doing another act is exempt from a karban chatas. This is different than a shogeg who intended to do this particular act but did not realize that it is forbidden, either because of shigas Shabbos, he was unaware that it was Shabbos, or shigas Malachas, he did not know that this act is forbidden. Therefore, in our case, since he did not intend to cut at all, he is potter. However, niskaven lachtech es atolish b'chotech es mechuber. A person who intended to do an act of cutting, but thought he was cutting something that was already detached from the ground, and instead cut something that was still attached, we have a machlekes. Rabbi considers this also to be a misasik, and he is pater, because loy miskaven lechaticha di isura. He had no intention of doing a forbidden cutting, whereas Abaye considers this to be a shogeg, and he is chayev because hokem mechaven lechaticha be'alma. He did intend to do an act of cutting. The Gemara presents a braisa that serves as the source for Rabbi's opinion. The braisa has two basic statements. Chaymer b'Shabbos b'Mishar Mitzvahs sh'Shabbos osa sh'tayim b'helam echad chayiv al kol echad b'echad mash'egim b'Shar Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more severe than other mitzvahs in that multiple violations in a single period of forgetfulness would generate multiple karbonos. The Gemara explains that this is in contrast to Avodah Zarah, where if zibach b'kiter b'nisach b'halam achas, one slaughters, burns incense, and pours libations to the idol, he is chayiv only one karbon. Chaim b'shar mitzvahs mi b'shabbos, she b'shar mitzvahs shogeg b'li miskaven chayiv, mashen ki b'shabbos. Other mitzvahs are stricter than Shabbos in that a shogeg b'li miskaven is chayiv. The Gemara discusses five different possibilities about how this contrast may also be with avodah zarah, but ultimately rejects all of them. Instead, the Gemara concludes that we are contrasting Shabbos with other mitzvahs, such as the case that you thought food was shumen, permitted fat, when in fact it was chaylev. The conclusion of Rava's proof from this brisa continues on the next daf.